Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the gym class coming your way for a Monday right here at KGYM. Hope you had a great weekend. How could you not with the weather the way it was? Scott Unash alongside former Gazette sports editor Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. It is the gym class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here each weekday right here on KGYM. Great show coming up. Mike Colas is going to be joining us. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports. Look back at a busy basketball weekend. State wrestling is in the books. When will the quote-unquote all-star game get 200 points in the NBA? Or does anyone really care about that? But we start things off. Mark, first of all, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon. Not as nice an afternoon as it was yesterday.
No.
But eager to start a new week and Sunday starts the week, doesn't it? Or just Monday?
Oh, who knows?
That's debatable.
It's debatable. It depends on your perspective.
Sunday was great. Enjoyed afternoon with you and Rick Swann on the golf course.
Yes, we did.
They were packed, weren't they?
They were.
It was very busy out there at St. Andrews. I'm sure it was at Twin Pines and Brown Deer, but golf in February is kind of nice.
It's rare, but we got to do it yesterday, so that was a lot of fun. Plenty to get to, but we start things off with breaking news from Ames. It was talked about last night, rumored throughout the day today. It has now become a fact, as Kevin Dresser is the new wrestling coach for the Iowa State Cyclones, and he is going to have a 7-year deal worth a total of $2.25 million guaranteed salary plus incentives. That is according to the Iowa State release that was sent out just moments ago. Kevin Dresser, oh yeah, Mark, former Hawkeye, native of Humboldt, Iowa, has been the coach at Virginia Tech for the past several seasons. In fact, took over for Tom Brands after he left to go to the University of Iowa. And already, starting last night a little bit, the trolling has started, if you will, on social networking, and kind of fueled by Kevin Dresser a little bit as well. Not a big surprise after everything that came out in the last 24 hours that he is going to be taking over at Iowa State. He went to the University of Iowa, but grew up in Humboldt, which is not far from Ames, and they are going to be, he's going to try to resurrect what was a once proud program in Ames. And we're going to talk more about this in the next couple days. KJ Pilcher is going to be joining us tomorrow to recap the state wrestling tournament and to talk some college wrestling. Mark Ironside is going to talk some wrestling with us as well. But Mark, that was one of the names that he threw out when we talked to Mark Ironside, was Kevin Dresser. He thought he had a good shot to get it, and that came true.
I think it's a great opportunity for Dresser, whoever else would have gotten the job. The money is there. The support is there at Iowa State. I'm not sure what really went wrong with Kevin Jackson and his tenure, but Dresser, the National Wrestling Coaches Association Coach of the Year last year, and he led Virginia Tech to a fourth-place finish in the NCAA tournament. Again, I think it's a terrific opportunity for Dresser because I don't know that the program has been this low in some time. And I think he'll be able to recruit Iowa. Now, as far as the social media thing goes, if you can be able to back it up, there's a lot of competition out there, and you maybe take some lumps before you get any better. But right now, it's the third best team in the state.
And probably not close.
Not close.
But Kevin Dresser knew. The one that knock I have against Kevin Jackson is Kevin Jackson kind of lost the state of Iowa wrestler. And if you're going to do well in Iowa, you've got to keep the homegrown talent here for the most part. And Iowa's done that. UNI has started to do that with Schwab. Now you got 3 former Hawkeyes guiding programs. Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. Iowa and UNI have not met on the mat in the last few years. Hopefully that's going to be rectified coming up. That eats at a lot of people, including our own Mark Ironside. Mm-hmm. But this is going to get things ignited a little bit. And I think that's a good thing. Kevin Dresser knows Iowa wrestling. He knows the state of Iowa high school wrestling. He's got to get back in the rooms with the Iowa high school coaches. And as you saw over the weekend, Mark, there is no shortage of talent as far as the state. There's a chance to have several 3- and 4-timers coming up over the next 5 years as far as state wrestling champions are concerned. This is going to get fun with the recruiting wars over the next 3 or 4 years between those three guys.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Dresser will still have a footprint out east in Virginia and other states out there. But I agree. It's going to be very interesting. And I think this would have happened earlier had Virginia Tech not wrestled Nebraska. What was it, last night?
Yes.
And I don't think they wanted to make a move on anything until that was finished up. But see how it pans out. And I think it's a good hire for Iowa State and a very good opportunity for Dresser.
I do, too. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Wrestling fans, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. What do you think about the hiring of Kevin Dresser as a new wrestling coach over in Ames for the Iowa State Cyclones? Again, native of Humboldt, Iowa, was a champion at the University of Iowa, went on to Virginia Tech, took over for Tom Brands as the head coach down there. And it sounds as though Virginia Tech, what they have decided, they are going to have Mike Zadik and Derek St. John are going to join up with they're going to, sounds like they're going to choose from those three. There's three assistants there, and maybe Dresser brings one over. I don't know. Boy, can you see Mike Zadik and Dresser and St. John in a corner wearing cardinal and gold down in Iowa City? That's going to get interesting. This is going to get interesting, folks. I think it's fun. I think it's a lot of fun. Kevin Dresser will meet with the media on Wednesday in Ames. That, according to Iowa State's Jamie Pollard, the athletic director for the Cyclones. So he will be in town coming up on Wednesday. Good hire.
Contract 7 years, as you mentioned, $2.25 million, a little more than $300,000 a year. And the 7 years, I think, is key in terms of Jamie Pollard recognizing that the turnaround isn't going to happen overnight. I think you can make some good things happen in a couple of years in wrestling. But to expect it right out of the chute, I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We got basketball, all kinds of basketball coming your way tonight on KGYM. We got high school basketball, trips to the girls' state tournament on the line in 1A and 2A tonight. Boys 3A and most of the 4A teams get underway with their tournament trails. Iowa State with a big, big game down in Lubbock, Texas tonight as they will take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. And Iowa State coming off a big win at home over the weekend as the Cyclones now tied for second in the Big 12 Conference behind Kansas in there with in that log jam in the second spot with West Virginia and
Baylor. How many times can Kansas come back?
Oh, geez.
I mean, on the one hand, that's a mark of a good team, but time after time after time.
It is, but man alive, have they gotten some, breaks this year. When you keep that in mind when you're filling out your NCAA bracket coming up in about a month or so. Maybe this is the team that's got the destiny on their side this year to make it all the way and win the championship. I don't know.
Poll question today at KGYMradio.com involves Iowa State, which you can hear that game tonight on 1600 AM. Scott will fill you in on what's on the other two frequencies. Emails Hideaway poll question, where will Iowa State finish in the Big 12 standings? Will it finish second, third, fourth, or lower? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's. In addition to tonight's game, against Texas Tech, the remaining schedule includes home dates with Baylor and Oklahoma State, and finally a road trip to West Virginia.
Which it won't be easy on senior day against Press Virginia. But Iowa State's sitting pretty good right now. Time for Scott's Monday rant about bracketology. I don't know, again, for the third straight week what they're looking at. Illinois State's back out despite a 34 RPI. But 10 teams from the ACC are in, according to Joe Lunardi. And here's what is even more ridiculous. first four, next four in, include a pair of 4-10. 4-10 conference teams. Why don't we just let everybody in?
Which two are those?
Pitt is one. I'd have to look up the other one. I know Pitt's one of them. Are they 4-10? That's what somebody tweeted out earlier that was about as annoyed as I was on that. Let me look that up real quick. Just to make sure. I know they're well under 500. Well under 500.
Kansas out in front at 12-2 in the Big 12. Baylor, West Virginia, Iowa State all at 9-5. And then there's a two-game separation back to Oklahoma State at 7-7. And then Kansas State, TCU at 6-8. I think both those teams are in the brackets right now, aren't they?
4-10 is Pitt. Pitt is 4-10 right now. 15-12 overall, but 4-10 in the ACC. And they are on the cusp, according to Joe Lenardi. Help me out, Mark.
Well, your Illinois State team is not in.
Oh, I know. What do they have to do?
And you're going to continue to rant about that until the brackets are announced officially.
And they don't make it, one of the two.
34 in the RPI, 15-1 in the league, 23-5 overall, but yet apparently...
Not as good as 4-10 Pitt.
Does not have the resume that 4-10 Pitt does.
Apparently not. 319-366-1600. Iowa State well over the weekend, not so much for the Iowa Hawkeyes. I was there on Saturday. I thought that was the worst home performance that Iowa's had this year in the Big Ten. Since Omaha, I thought that was the worst performance. They looked lethargic. I'm not going to say they weren't ready to play, but the spacing, nothing was good. And I give Illinois a lot of credit. And Illinois had not a whole lot to play for in that game on Saturday, yet they came out as the aggressors. They came out, played very, very good man defense, really caused Iowa some problems. Iowa got back into the game a little bit with their defense. They caused some turnovers on the press. They brought out a press that actually was trying to steal the ball on Saturday instead of just kind of trying to take time away from the 30-second
clock.
You
don't want to play Illinois in the Big Ten tournament, I don't think.
They have talent. That is a big team. But, you know, John Gross is basically out at the end of the year. Talked to a lot of – went to the game with a couple of Illinois fans. A lot of Illinois fans were there wearing their orange and blue, yelling I-L-L-I-N-I at the end of the game, as they well should have. But there's not a lot to play for if you're a Fighting Illini fan right now, yet they came in and looked a lot better than Iowa did. And there were several times during that game where one person in particular was not showing a lot of hustle after loose basketballs.
Well, and Colin mentions it on the text line, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Time to admit that everyone is thinking. We're way better with Jock on the bench. I wouldn't go that far, but you weren't thrilled with Jock's performance.
No, I wasn't. There were three times that Peter Jock dogged it in that game when a loose ball was there, including with a minute to go when Bohannon and Bear kept a rebound alive, and he was flat-footed and basically watched and... He missed some shots on Saturday and just kind of didn't go after it.
Five turnovers, too.
Yeah, he did not play a good game, but it's not only him. No one from Iowa played exceptionally well in that game on Saturday. Just kind of was a lethargic performance. You're going to have those during the season, but they picked a bad time to have one.
I'm not about to agree with Colin that this team is better without the leading scorer in the Big Ten.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go that far.
Certainly has in stretches, and I think it's been more of a team concept without Jock when he's been injured or when he's not out there, that there's more of a flow to the offense sometimes. Folks aren't looking to Jock to come off a pick or something like that. But to say this team's better without Jock, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. What do you think out there about that? Not so much better or not, but, well, if you want to weigh in, Love to hear from you.
1474. Can Iowa finish at 500 to sneak into the NIT?
I don't see it happening now. I don't see it happening at this point. Because Iowa now, Indiana tomorrow night, very winnable game. How big is that game for the Hoosiers? Indiana's in that first four out column. And Indiana is right now 10th or 11th in the Big Ten. Something like that. Yet they've had some good non-conference wins. But it's a team that's been devastated by injury. Who knows if Crean is going to be back. Sounds like Illinois fans were saying, the Illinois papers are already saying Gross is out. He's done. Just playing out the string. They didn't look like they were playing out the string, though. They looked like they were playing for their coach. That's what impressed me about Illinois on Saturday.
Iowa's dug itself a hole in terms of the NIT, and I think Michael Loss has written about that on GazetteOnline.com, and we'll talk with him in just a second. 14-13 overall are the Hawkeyes. Home against Indiana tomorrow, as you mentioned, then at Maryland, at Wisconsin.
Not going to win those two games.
Home against Penn State, and then the Big Ten tournament. So you probably have to go 2-2 in the regular season.
Still not going to get to 500.
That's going to be 16-15.
This team can make the NIT.
And to avoid being exactly 500, I have to win a game in the Big Ten tournament. So, you know, which two will Iowa win? Indiana's not going to be automatic tomorrow.
No, they're playing for their postseason lives right now and maybe for their coach's future with Tom Crean over there in Bloomington.
Cajun Troy in the text line, remember, they're still kids. It weighs a lot on him to carry this team. 0190, the fact it's even a question if we were better without Jock should answer that question. If you can question if Iowa is better without the Big Ten's leading scorer, says a lot. Have we lost a game when Jock hasn't played? 52-32, yes, Iowa may have sustained a poor loss. We can't let Cam Newton off the hook yet because of his cockiness and arrogance.
Speaking of that, how many people enjoyed the NBA All-Star game last night? And the NBA All-Star festivities.
People have all different opinions. 7508, Dustin Johnson is the weekend story. Don't bury the lead.
New number one in world golf.
In all my years as a journalist, I buried the lead more than once.
DJ was impressive at Riviera yesterday.
I didn't watch yes, he was. Absolutely. I'd agree with you on that. And he's ascended to number one in the world. I didn't watch a second of the NBA All-Star game. Are you kidding me? But I couldn't help but get some highlights as I was working the office today, the TV in the background. I look over, and these guys are banging balls off the backboard to themselves or their teammates for dunks and highlights and the dunk contest. They're jumping over a DJ and his board.
Well, that and the fact that the earth is flat from there to, you know, who's getting along with who, and they won't answer. This is turning into TMZ.
Durant Westbrook apparently got along.
Wonderful. Great. That's fantastic. They're both getting paid handsomely.
Maybe this is what people want in an All-Star game. I mean, no defense. Steph Curry laying down. Sounds like I watched a lot of the game, and I really didn't.
Highlights.
Just highlights.
A lot of people if not next year, it's going to be within the next 2 years. They're going to hit 200.
Is that what you want in an All-Star game, people?
200 points. Grinnell called. It's not basketball. The Grinnell College.
I told you that made Grinnell's offense look like a four-corner offense.
This is, it's not right. It's just not right. If you want to see more of the skills contest, go from Saturday to Sunday with that.
Maybe that's what people want. I don't know. But it's an insult to anybody that believes and knows that defense is a big part of basketball. Not in the NBA, but...
And I think they're just taking that concept and just pushing it down even more. 319-366-1600. We got a lot of things on the table to Mike.
More people want to comment about the Iowa basketball team than anything else.
All right.
1307, interested to know when Iowa basketball last had a great team. A great team.
Great team? Some of the guys were there over the weekend.
86-87 was a great team.
Yes. I would say that was the last.
A lot of good and very good teams.
A lot of good and very good. Great team was probably that team.
Don't forget, McCaffrey has tied for third the last 2 years in the Big Ten, has he not?
Which is a good team.
That's a very good team.
But a team that was Final Four worthy, Elite Eight worthy, you got to go back to 87. You got to go back to 87.
27-12, is that Fran ever had a team finish strong?
That is a question.
Pretty, yeah.
I'd say not playing their best basketball at the end of the year.
43-98. Iowa played well without Jock, but to say this team is better without him after beating powerhouses Ohio State and Rutgers is crazy.
Rutgers is getting better. They're getting better. But you're right. It's still not a powerhouse. Nothing like that.
0190. The All-Star game was pathetic. When watching a professional All-Star game, I shouldn't be thinking I could drop 50 points in this game. And I'm 5'10 and a very soft 195.
Dang.
Dang.
Yes, I agree with you. I said I could have scored 10 last night, and I don't think that's too far off. I think all of us could have scored 10 in that game last night. I can hit an open three.
Gage and Troy, NBA All-Star game is an exhibition game. You didn't make many putts yesterday, but...
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You played well, but didn't make many putts.
Did not.
Again, Cage and Troy. NBA All-Star game is an exhibition game.
Which is true.
These guys are getting ready second half of the season because the first half is a waste of time.
But do you just, I don't know. A lot of people paying a lot of money to be in New Orleans yesterday to watch. I can't even describe what it was. At 192 to 182.
Well, part of it is this. 52-32 All-Star game was great, except when they showed Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, man. Well, that's what basketball has kind of turned into. Am I wrong? It's all the off-the-court stuff. Between the players, between former players, between announcers, between celebrities. The celebrity game from Friday night. All through the weekend.
I didn't know there was one.
There was one. I did not watch it. But it was there in New Orleans.
Not when the Shark Tank's on in my house.
Oh, man. Purdue and Wisconsin lead the Big Ten right now. Maryland second. Purdue and Wisconsin are 11-3. Maryland is 10-4. The Cats are 9-5. Minnesota, like we talked about after the Iowa game, schedule got easier. Gophers are up to 8-6 now. Michigan State is up to 8-6, but they had another injury with Harris. It's going to be out for the year. Boy, Michigan State. You have one of those years. Michigan's starting to play better at 7-7. I think those are your seven teams that'll probably vie. Six are in for sure, I think, to the NCAAs, maybe seven. Big 12, seven teams, a lot of folks are saying. That includes TCU. Did TCU in the Iowa State game on Saturday, did they look like an NCAA tournament team to you?
No.
They didn't to me either. And nothing against them. They're getting better, and they're going to be an NCAA tournament team. Texas Tech is 5-9. They are in eighth place right now. If Texas Tech wants any part of the NCAA tournament, they must upset Iowa State tonight. They have to. And Iowa State, this would be a big win to get to 10-5 and go to 18-9 and get up to about 40 as far as the RPI is concerned. So, but what does RPI mean when Illinois State's 34?
Right now, differing opinions on the KGYM poll question, KGYMradio.com. Where will Iowa State finish in the Big 12 standings? Right now, one-third of you say second, one-third of you say third, one-third of you say fourth. And nobody believes the Cyclones will collapse and finish lower than that.
No, I don't see that happening. Iowa State's starting to play very good basketball. Very, very good basketball right now. All right, 3:28. We're going to talk to Mike Halas when we come back and get his thoughts about Iowa and Iowa State from the weekend and more. We'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday Edition with Scott and Mark here at KGYM.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, counter steer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:32 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk with Landon Castle, who's going to be driving in the Great American Race. In fact, if this not so much here in Cedar Rapids, but I think if you were anywhere, maybe in the South, and I hate that, man, anywhere in the country, NASCAR is popular everywhere. I'll say that. If you had a bar bet, name the three cities that had two drivers in the Daytona 500, I bet a lot of people wouldn't come up with Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but we're going to have two drivers in the Daytona 500 coming up on Sunday. That's pretty cool.
As we'll welcome North Carolina and Las Vegas.
That is correct.
Great story in the day's paper by Jeremiah Davis on Landon Castle and Joey Gase. And check it out, GazetteOnline.com.
Yeah, we'll talk to Joey down the line, of course, as well. And we're going to talk to Landon coming up tomorrow. They are both locked in because they take 40. And they were both within the top 40 as far as their qualifying speeds are concerned. So they're both going to be in the Daytona 500 that'll be coming up this Sunday from Daytona International Speedway. We talk with him on Mondays. He is a sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and it is Mike Halas. Read his stuff online at thegazette.com. Go to Twitter as well. Give him a follow at Halas. And he joins us on this Monday, a rainy Monday afternoon here in eastern Iowa. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Oh, man. I love when music gets quoted out there.
I'm
fine. How are you?
Second stanza, please.
I'm doing well. Hey, I know you're an NBA guy. Did you enjoy 192? Okay, thank you. I was just going to ask, did you enjoy 192 versus 182?
I didn't watch it. I don't watch any All-Star games, so it's not just an NBA thing with me. I don't care.
Basically, the hockey, I mean, the hockey's a score-a-thon. Basketball's a score-a-thon. Football is got its own set of problems.
the Borathon.
Yeah, yeah. Baseball is the only one that still, I guess, sticks to the script, if you will, a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a different game. You can't not play defense in baseball. You can't not pitch. And so, I mean, it's a one-on-one game. So if the pitcher goes out there and just grooves them, he's going to get humiliated. So I don't think baseball's game will always be an actual game, but there's so many games. The seasons are so long, I don't have time for exhibitions.
Aside from the outcome Saturday at Carver Hawkeye, it appeared to be a really cool thing with all the Arnold jerseys and Ronnie Lester back and parts of that 1979-80 basketball team being back. What was your takeaway from it?
Well, what surprises me, I guess, and impresses me and makes me curious is there was such a long line of people on the concourse at Carver for autographs from those players from 37 years ago. And a lot of those people weren't 37 years old.
Mm.
You know, they were, it represented all ages. There were a lot of appreciative old timers, yeah, but there were also a lot of people who, if they were alive then, they were very young. And what does that say? I'm not sure. I just think that it's, you know, I think that stories and old legends are passed on, and with that 1980 team, which went to the Final Four and had won a share of the Big Ten title the season before that, was, you know, one of the most special teams in the Iowa Athletics history, and those memories don't fade.
A lot of people, I think, forgot about the fact that that team wasn't close to a Big Ten title that year. There was a preceding year that Iowa won their last Big Ten championship.
Right. Well, Ronnie Lester was healthy for his junior season. He got hurt in December, I want to say, of his senior season, if I have this right, if I don't, forgive me. But there was a significant part of that season he didn't play. He came back in time for late season and then the postseason, and, you know, they caught fire in the NCAA tournament, of course. But that was a really good team both of those years. And if you look at the scoring, I mean, yes, Lester was the, you know, was sort of heads and tails above everybody, but I think they had four players averaging double figures, and a fifth one was very close. Kenny Arnold, the player that was sort of the focal point of the reunion, he led the team in points and assists in that 79-80 season. So it's not just, I mean, he was really good, and it was a long time ago, and you can't expect most people to remember it, but he was a really good player who stepped up when Arnold was hurt, and he played with a broken thumb his senior season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Iowa had a lot of things to overcome.
Bob Anson on that team as well spent some time in the NBA.
Yeah, right. And that 1980 team, Mark Gannon and Bob Hansen were both freshmen from the state of Iowa who were in the rotation and did good things for that team. So it had a lot of elements, you know. It had likable players, for one thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't a person in that whole rotation on the whole bench who I think the fans didn't really like. And that's, I wouldn't say that's rare, but it's something that you don't forget.
Vince Brookins, come on.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Tree Henry hardly ever played and is one of the most beloved players who's ever worn Iowa uniform, I think.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And a wonderful person. You know, what Mike Henry is done for Kenny Arnold himself, and Mike doesn't brag about it. He does it because he wants to do it, but he's carried Kenny Arnold for a long time, and that really says something about a guy.
Yeah, and a lot of them were there, and a lot of them got great ovations, certainly, and that was great to see. What wasn't such great to see was the fact that, and you're going to have this during a long season, especially with a young team like this, but That was just it was a stinker on Saturday. But I give Illinois credit. Illinois's got probably a lame duck coach, and they came in and they played hard in that game on Saturday.
Don't want to play them. I don't want to play them.
In the Big Ten tournament.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really, going into that game, I thought, well, this is when Iowa ought to win. You know, I thought that it had everything going for it. The home court, the things you mentioned, Illinois was spinning its wheels, maybe playing out the string. And it was just the opposite. They shot the ball beautifully. The ball movement Illinois showed was really good. Iowa caught them on the wrong day again. So apparently, I wouldn't have figured it, but a bad matchup.
Dad, Mike, I watched Monte Morris over the weekend. You know, some games, well, is this guy really that good? He really is that good.
Yeah. Well, Eric Hepp told me something I thought said it best. That, you know, he said the Hippocratic Oath for doctors, first do no harm, and that's Morris, but then it goes way beyond that. And, you know, we've talked about how he never seems to turn the ball over. His assist to turnover in the Big 12 is 90-11. Just, you know. Yeah, your impulse was to laugh. It's almost ridiculous. But look, he's over 16 points a game. He's second in the league in assists. He's high on the list in steals. His 3-point percentage, I think he's in the top 10 in the league. He's third or fourth in free throw percentage. He's improved his free throw shooting by over 10% this year, which is, to me, that's the mark of a really good player, the free throw shooting. Peter Jok shooting over 90%. There's never been a mediocre basketball player who shot 90% from the foul line at the major college level. I really believe that. So what Morris is doing is across the board, and they're 9-5 in the conference, and they're tied for second, and they've got a lot to play for.
And Eric Heft is still your single game assist leader in Iowa State history.
Yeah, it was a double overtime game. I think it was double overtime. It might have been triple. It was at Nebraska, and he laughs about it. It's, you know, he said he wanted Morris to break that. He didn't want some schlub like himself to do it.
He was an okay player, as I remember.
Yeah, well, he's never going to say that.
He was a good player. Mike Loss joining us on the Monday edition of the Gym Class at 3:42. And for Iowa State, the more important thing, along with Monte Morris's play even getting better, Iowa State, as they say, is trending up right now. They're playing good basketball.
Yeah. Well, it coincides with the last couple three games. They've gotten better interior play, which is something that they've been devoid of. It had been freshman Solomon Young for a couple of games, and then Saturday Young didn't do a whole lot, and Daryl Bowie, who didn't even play in the game before that, came in and was a big help to them in the second half. They've got to get something from the paint, offensively and defensively, if they're going to be above ordinary, and I think that's what's come through for them. And then, you know, the three-point shooting was extremely good Saturday. Naz Mitrulong was on fire. I think he made 7 threes. I believe that's right. I know he made at least 7. And when he's doing that, they're good. You know, the other night I was at home, and I don't know what made me do it, but I was flipping on the channels, and the Cyclone Network was showing the Iowa State-Kansas game in the Big 12 tournament of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I saw it the first time on TV, but I was with other people and kind of a little distracted. And so I watched that by myself, and it's like, that is one of the best games I've seen from an Iowa team in the last 10 years. And one of the reasons was Iowa State had every player on the court who was an offensive threat. And that's when they're at their best. because they're not, they generally don't have superstars, but when they've got the offense fluid and the movement, ball movement's good, that's when they can beat anybody. Now, I'm not saying this year's team can beat anybody. I think at best it's a top 20 team, but it's looking more like the Iowa State of the last few years than it has all season.
Back to Iowa for a minute, Mike. I think some folks out there, a lot of folks, I think, would be very happy to see this team in the National Invitation Tournament. You've written about that. Why is it still a perilous proposition?
They got a lot of winning to do. It's not one of those deals where, oh, you're from the Big Ten and you're 500, you're in. That went by the books when the NCAA took over the NIT several years ago. They are 14 and 13. I think they need to be around 18 and 15 to get in. I think that 17 and 16 probably isn't going to do it. Just based on past history. They did get in at 17 and 16 5 years ago, but it was because there were very few of the automatic qualifiers. If you win your conference, it doesn't matter what league it is, and you don't go to the NCAA tournament, you're in the NIT. Well, that year, there weren't very many of those. So 17 and 16, Iowa got in, but I think Iowa's going to have to win four more games. And then they have two road games and two home games left in the Big Ten regular season. The road games are Maryland and Wisconsin, which are pretty close to forget about it.
And also, if it's not the NIT, I'm not sure Iowa's going anywhere.
No.
The CBI and what's the other one? The CIT?
The CIA.
Yeah, the CIA tournament. That's the secret one.
Yeah.
Let's not get started on that, Mike.
BBC and
BBK.
But you and I turned that down a couple years ago. The Big Ten doesn't send teams to that tournament regularly.
Very rarely, and the reason is you're losing money when you do that. You're paying to play as opposed to being part of something that makes money. And Jim Delaney says we don't want to promote something that's not really, on our television platforms. So I think you can forget about that. And why would you want to really? I mean, if you look at who plays in those tournaments, they're not major college teams. I mean, they're not Power Five conference teams.
No, I would agree. And you're not going to get a crowd to come into Carver for that. And, and you and I did the same thing. We're going to lose money if we go to this tournament. So I don't think
I can understand you and I doing it because it's, you're playing for next year. You're playing for experience and any kind of postseason experience. But, it's like if you're the, the Chicago Bears and you don't qualify for the playoffs, would you want to then play in the Indoor Football League postseason?
True.
Well, the Bears might, but let's say the Cleveland Browns, they might not.
Michael Oz joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we come your way on this Monday here at 3:48.
The Iowa coaching tree in wrestling continues to branch out, branch in different directions. That's the case with Kevin Dresser coming to Iowa State from Virginia Tech. Of course, he wrestled and coached under Dan Gable. What's this tell you? What are your thoughts about Dresser going to Iowa State?
I think it's a good deal for Iowa State. Dresser's done well. They had to hire somebody with legitimacy. Their wrestling program has sort of drifted off into a coma, it seems like. And it's going to take somebody pretty good to get that thing going. So nothing's given, but this guy's got a track record, and it sounds like he's full of vim and vinegar, and it might not be the best thing for Iowa and the rest of the Big 12, but so be it. Iowa State should have a good wrestling program and hasn't had one in a while.
It's better when both teams are relevant, I think.
Well, it's better for us, you know, in all sports, but there aren't enough great wrestling programs. There are more than there used to be. And there's more, even though Penn State's been dominant the last 5 or 6 years, there's more parity than there used to be when Iowa owned the sport. But Iowa State has had a lot of national champions and used to win team championships. And I'd like to see them get back to that point where, you know, and they say iron sharpens iron. Well, I'd like to see Iowa and Iowa State both up their game.
I think it will. And already some good-natured bantering, some not good-natured bantering going about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, wrestlers don't banter.
No, they don't. They do a lot of things. They don't banter.
No, it's all straight from the, you know, from the frying pan.
I would agree. I would agree with that. Indiana comes to town before we let you go tomorrow night. Is this the last time Tom Crean comes to town with the Hoosiers?
I don't know. They're 5-9 in the Big Ten, and they've had injury problems, but they're 5-9. You know, and they've got James Blackman and Thomas Bryant, and these are two really good players, and people in Indiana are not happy. They're just one season removed from a Big Ten title, you know, and it's as if it never happened. They're not happy over there, but is it enough to shove a guy out? It seems hard to believe, but this stuff happens every year.
And the rumblings are already starting.
Yeah.
In Bloomington.
It's a great matchup of coaches just from an entertainment standpoint. That's for sure.
Did I read, Mike, you got fined in your fantasy golf league? I didn't read that. Oh, I did read it on. Yeah, UNAS showed it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We were bored waiting yesterday on a tee shot.
I want to know about that. How many people were out on the golf course yesterday?
Tons.
Oh, I bet.
Tons. But it was a great day. It was a great day to be out there.
Some people that won't play more than once or twice the rest of the year, too.
You know, it just makes life. This is just going to make life harder, though. I mean, when the inevitable return to winter comes, oh, man.
Yeah. And it's coming this weekend back to the 30s, so.
Well, I can live with the 30s. Let's not go 30 degrees more down.
No.
Girls State Tournament is what, Scott?
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your snow shovels ready.
Read Mike's stuff at thegazette.com. Always good stuff and always entertaining on a Monday. Mike, we always appreciate it. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Mike Haloss joining us here, KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll get to some texts. Update the poll question, and have some more for you coming up here on KGYM.
After a decade spinning my wheels in urban overdrive, I moved my family back to the heartland to plan a better life and sprout my new business. I remember a spirit of cooperation here, but now there's an even closer sense of community. It was only natural that I return to DePaco for my business loan and insurance coverage. They're a cooperative, using sustainable money methods locally to provide friends and neighbors all kinds of insurance at special co-op discounts. Life and business insurance for me, long-term care for mom, auto and health for the whole family. Not to mention the happiness insurance, we'll save thousands over a lifetime. Enough to transplant a little of our good fortune into our neighborhood garden project. DePaco is family to me, people working together to help each other grow.
Enriching lives through sustainable money methods. Some call that smart money.
I call it bright green.
DePaco Community Credit Union.
Save.
Borrow. Invest.
Insure.
Trust. There are a lot of folks in the Cedar Rapids area who love Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty because their homes sold fast and for more money. But there's one guy who can't stand Doug at Pinnacle for selling more homes in CR fast. It's the guy who put up the sold signs on all those homes that Doug McAllister sold in CR. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to have that guy put a sold sign on your home in near record time. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
This just in, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for $4 for a limited time. With so much beef, that's a deal so good it should not exist. In related news, because their wings are too small for their bodies, bumblebees should not be able to fly. Here to comment, bees.
Wait, we're not supposed to fly?
Kinda like how a quarter pound of beef should not be in the 4 for $4.
Yet it is. That's over a quarter pound of fresh beef with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke, all for just $4. Any other bee puns?
No, we're good, honey.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:55 here on the Gym Class, KGYM. We got a poll question for you, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We need to update you on this Monday.
I do indeed. Where will Iowa State finish in the Big 12 standings? Second, third, fourth, or lower? Of course, Iowa State, Texas Tech tonight on 1600 AM, and we've got the other two frequencies filled as well, Scott.
Yeah, high school basketball tonight. The 4A boys trail gets started. Jefferson, Western Dubuque will have it tonight about 6:50 for you on 107.5 FM. And then Alex is headed to Tipton here in a couple of minutes, and it'll be Tipton hosting Iowa City, Regina, and Bellevue coming up tonight. 1A Regina going for a state tournament berth tonight. That'll be on 106.3 FM. We'll keep you updated on the Springville game, the North Lynn game tonight as well, all the boys games. Keep it right here to KGYM. Three stations, three different basketball games tonight. You can't beat that. That's what I'm sticking to.
What do you think? Second, third, fourth, or lower? For Iowa State, knowing what the schedule,
third. I'm gonna go third.
Okay,
solid third.
Baylor and West Virginia on the slate, yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Could be Baylor. I don't know if they're gonna go to Morgantown on Senior Day and beat West Virginia. I think that's asking an awful lot of this team. But they're playing good basketball right now. They're playing very, very good basketball at this point. The game that's kind of piqued my attention comes up Saturday, Senior Day in Cedar Falls. UNI has a chance to upset the apple cart of Illinois State. They have a chance to blow up their season. Because if Illinois State loses to UNI, that's not going to go well for the national folks. And Illinois State would probably have to. If one of the two teams in the Mo Valley needs to win above the other one, it is Illinois State needs to win the conference tournament ahead of Wichita. Because Wichita is in the top 25 again. So there you go.
Should be a very interesting game. There's no question about it. Fran McCaffrey held his news conference today, and first question was, what's going to happen to Dale Jones? Is Dale Jones bobblehead night tomorrow night? And as McCaffrey pointed out, Dale Jones will have graduated. He can come back or be a graduate transfer at another school. So he said, certainly a possibility.
Yeah. So collect those Dale Jones bobbleheads, I guess, tomorrow night is what you're getting at. Since he was one of the two seniors on this team along with Peter Jock. Tomorrow, Landon Castle will join us as he gets ready to talk about. There you go. Thank you, Mark. As he gets ready to talk about the Daytona 500 coming up, and then also KJ Pilcher is going to join us to recap state wrestling from the weekend. Congratulations to all the individual champions, all the place winners. Solon, half a point win.
Every point matters.
Yes, it does. Every point matters. Every half point matters. Solon gets that. So congratulations, and then we'll talk about that tomorrow. As we go to the top of the hour, get you ready for the APC. Alex, we have, for everybody this week, a pair of tickets for the Rough Rider game coming up on a Friday night, March the 3rd. Rough Riders take on Madison at 7:05. It's Hawkeye night, so break out your black and gold for a night at the stable, courtesy of the Gym Class all this week. And we've got a pair of tickets to give away today all throughout the week. We're going to go with caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 5, you're going to pick up those tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders in action against Madison coming up. That will be on Friday night, March the 3rd. Jeff, Western Dubuque, I'll be there tonight. Alex will be at Regina and Bellevue over in Tipton. And the APC is coming up next. KGYM.
Hey, go like big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny. Pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Ripping your luggage? T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak? It has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex for...